Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I am your host, as always, Jake. Today, I'm going to give you Thursday night recap. I wish every Thursday night game was as exciting as this Bengals and Ravens matchup. I'm going to give you so far the injury reports on the key players so far this year or this week. Give you my start sits of the week, but before I'm going to do that, I'm also going to break down kind of the matchups, just talk real brief about them, but at least then this gets you thinking about the matchups and who's going against who. Without further ado, let's talk about Thursday night matchup. The Cincinnati Bengals lost 34-35 against the Ravens. Joe Burrow, of course, he dominated. He's playing MVP-type football, but his opponent tonight, Lamar Jackson, is the MVP right now. Joe Burrow, 428 yards, 4 touchdowns. Hell of a game passing. He added 6 yards rushing. Chase Brown, he had 42 yards rushing and a touchdown. But the story of the night for the Bengals also is Ja'Marr Chase, 11 catches, 264 fucking yards, and 3 touchdowns. My God, that is like 3 games in 1. And it is 17 targets. Amazing week for him. If you had him, you're probably going to ride in a win. If you had him and Joe Burrow, yeah, I think you won already. Chase Brown also had 9 catches, 52 yards. Mike Gesicki, 4 catches, 30 yards. Remember, T. Higgins did not play again with his hamstring injury. He's always out, always missing time. That is why Ja'Marr Chase has been going off the last couple weeks. Hell of a performance for him. Like I said, Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdowns, 290 yards through the air as well. He added 33 yards rushing as well. Derrick Henry, 68 yards, 1 touchdown. Like every game, he's always scored at least 1 touchdown for the Ravens. And I do believe I said at the beginning of the year is 13.5 touchdowns for the season, and he's got 14 already this season. Tylan Wallace, 3 catches, 115 yards, 1 touchdown. He had an 84-yard broken play for a touchdown. I believe that also is Lamar Jackson's longest passing touchdown. Mark Andrews, 6 catches, 68 yards, 1 touchdown. Rashad Bateman, 6 catches, 54 yards, 1 touchdown. Unfortunately, Zay Flowers, 4 catches, 34 yards. No touchdowns. Also, they had traded for Deontay Johnson. I don't know if they're just trying to get his feet wet and learn the playbook. 1 catch, 6 yards. He's been struggling getting on the field. I know they had like 3 possessions today, and he only had 1 snap on the field. So it's left to be seen what they're going to be doing. You know, they got the huge, you know, long week to get him incorporated into the offense. I don't know what his overall role is going to be for him, but this overall, the whole game, though, was exciting. They did go for 2 because I know they lost by a point. They went for 2. Unfortunately, there's a couple flags that probably should have been thrown, but that's how it's been all years, the flags not being thrown either. For the Week 10 injury report, we look at Dak Prescott. He should be going to the IR with his hamstring injury. It sounds like his hamstring pulled off the bone. He might even miss the whole season, especially with how bad the Cowboys have been playing. He is out for sure this Sunday and probably the future for a while. also going to probably be out. I think he just got downgraded to doubtful. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence for the Jaguars. Non-throwing shoulder. Will Levis, I doubt he's going to be starting anyways. He's still questionable, his throwing shoulder. I think Mason Rudolph has been playing well. So I think Rudolph is going to start as the quarterback. Keaton Mitchell, Ravens knee. He's came back from his ACL surgery. He did play in Thursday night game. Jonathan Brooks, he's activated off the PUP list for the Carolina Panthers. He's questionable. He should be playing this Sunday, and it will be his rookie debut. And also, they just signed Chuba Hubbard for a 4-year, I think, $36 million contract. I don't know how it broke down overall, like what's guaranteed, but he did sign an extension on Thursday. Saquon Barkley back. He's questionable. Most likely he's going to be playing. Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, we haven't heard him at all this season besides out. He's questionable with his Achilles. He's been practicing the last few weeks, but he's felt great, no pain. So I'm guessing they're going to probably ease him into action, but I expect him to score a touchdown as always. You know, it's a touchdown guaranteed, isn't it, for him? On the same team, Jordan Mason is questionable with a shoulder injury. I would not be playing him regardless, even if, you know, everything shows McCaffrey only playing a few snaps. I don't like playing him. The last few games I've played him, he's got tackled in the first half, does not play in the second half, and just kills you overall. You're better off getting a streamer this week if you're going to have to play Jordan Mason. Tajay Spears, questionable with his hamstring. He's been limited in Wednesday's practice, but it's hard to be seen so early. Brian Robinson, questionable. He seems to be in good spot to play this week. Isaiah Likely did not play tonight. Dallas Goedert is questionable. It sounds like he's going to give it a go, though. Drake London, questionable with his hip. He's still labeled as day-to-day. Amari Cooper, questionable with his wrist. And Keon Coleman is questionable. It sounds like Keon is going to be out for this week and maybe longer. Like I said, T. Higgins did not play tonight with his hamstring, or his quad injury, sorry. Quad, not hamstring. C.D. Lamb is still day-to-day. He's taken practice reps with his shoulder injury. He's questionable. Nico Collins, questionable with his hamstring. It's hard to say if he's going to give it a go or not. Chris Olave, concussion. I'm saying he's going to go see a he's seeing a specialist. I mean, that only points to him being on the IR. He's going to be out. Darius Slayton, I think he's already ruled out this week. AJ Brown is questionable with a knee injury. And Mike Evans is already ruled out with his hamstring injury. That is your injury report. With that, I'm just going to get into talking about some of these games, like the matchups coming up. New England versus the Bears. I think Bears are going to take this one. I like the battle of the two rookie quarterbacks. I just think Chicago's defense is a lot better than Patriots. Give me Chicago, and I'm going to say Caleb Williams is going to throw 220 with two touchdowns, one interception. Next game is New York Giants versus Carolina Panthers. Give me the Giants in this one. I like what they've been contributing. Plus, Bryce Young is starting again for the Carolina Panthers, so I'm going to pick the Giants. Buffalo versus Indy. Give me Buffalo all day. I think this is a James Cook week against Indianapolis, and they struggle throwing the ball against a good secondary in the Bills. Denver versus Kansas City Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs. They're staying undefeated. I love the Broncos' defense. I just think Kansas City is going to be way too good for them, and they're going to stay undefeated. Atlanta versus New Orleans. New Orleans loses their eighth straight game. Falcons are going to win that one. I do like Kirk Cousins playing against them. I think he's going to find a lot of success and 300-plus passing yards in that one. Next is going to be probably the best matchup of this week, 49ers versus Buccaneers. I'm going to pick 49ers just because Christian McCaffrey is coming back. They're slowly kind of getting healthier. Vegas is 50.5 for point total, so I think it's going to be one of the higher games of the week. Give me 49ers, yeah. Next one is another great one, Pittsburgh and Washington. It's only a 45 point total through Vegas. I'm going to go on the limb and say Pittsburgh wins this one. I love Pittsburgh's defense. I think they're just going to show different looks to Jaden Daniels, and they're going to get after him as well because TJ Watt is the best defensive player in the league. Minnesota versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville sucks. Give me Minnesota. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a hell of a week passing to Justin Jefferson. I like Minnesota. Titans versus Chargers. I think this is the lowest point total. 39 Vegas odds have it. I'm going to still stick with the Chargers. Tennessee's been not impressing me this year. I think Justin Herbert's finally getting the passing going, and he's going to pass good against the Titans because I don't think they're going to run the ball that well against the Titans, but they're going to pass well. Philly and Dallas. Dak Prescott's out. Give me Philly easily. I think Dallas gets their ass whipped this game, truthfully. Their defense is still, I think Micah Parsons coming back, but I just don't like the matchup at all. And I don't really like Cooper Rush personally, and I think they fall flat on their face. Maybe 10 points they score, and they can't run the ball. So they're going to have to rely heavily on Cooper Rush passing the ball. I don't like it. New York Jets versus Arizona Cardinals. It's a good game, actually. Give me Aaron Rodgers. I feel like he's been figuring it out, and I think Davante Adams goes for 100-plus and a touchdown. And I also think Breece Hall goes for 100 and a touchdown in this game. I just have a feeling he's got to get the ball more. They got to set him up for success, and it's going to happen this week, I feel. Lions versus Houston, Sunday Night Football. Hey, that's a great matchup, too. Give me the Lions, though. They've just been so dominant. Houston has actually struggled against all the NFC North teams. Stroud has played pretty bad, actually, against all three of them, or all the other three so far. Give me the Lions in this one. Monday night, Miami and Rams. That's going to be a high-scoring game, in my opinion. Give me Tua. Tua's going to dominate. He's going to have 320 yards, 2-3 touchdowns. Give me Miami. That's just like going over my opinions of who's going to win, the matchups you can look forward to this weekend. For my start sits, though, Sam Darnold has got to be one of my top quarterback starts of the week. He faces the Jags. Jags are giving up a ton of yards to opposing quarterbacks and touchdowns. They're giving up, I think, 2 to 3 touchdowns a game against opposing quarterbacks. Also, Darnold's look great. You know, it's an amazing addition this past offseason. He's given the Vikings a great record. I mean, they're a surprising team overall. I feel like he's going to have 250 yards, 2 to 3 touchdowns in this one. He's a start for me, especially with a streamer-wise. I got to start him. Matthew Stafford versus Miami is the next one. He'll look, you know, he's got all of his weapons back from injury, ejection. Puka, don't punch anyone this coming week. Miami just got beat last week by the Bills. Allen had 3 passing touchdowns. The week before that, Kyler had 307 yards and 2 touchdowns. They're not getting takeaways, Miami, besides the one last week that hit Keon Coleman right in the face mask, and Jalen Ramsey picked it off at the 2-yard line. So that should have been another touchdown walk-in, except for it literally hit off Coleman's face mask and was picked off. I like Stafford with at least 3 touchdowns this week against Miami and a high point total. Sneaky start of the week. This was last week as well, I do believe. Daniel Jones against the Panthers. Panthers are so bad. Jones just accounted for 3 touchdowns last week, 2 passing, 1 rushing. He gives you rushing upside for a QB, and we know how much I've been saying and how much I love rushing quarterbacks. I think he goes for at least accounts for 2 touchdowns this week against the Panthers. That's got Bryce Young starting, and they don't have much other than that. Quarterback sits of the week. I've been dogging them all year still. Patrick Mahomes, congratulations. You finally got a top 10 finish compared to last year. What was it? Week 12? You finally got a top 10 finish. But it's not happening this week again against the Broncos. One of the best rated defenses in the football league. Also, they have the best corner in the league. Patrick Surtain is just going to dominate. I think Mahomes finishes QB 15 or worse this week. So for me, he's just not a start. Next is Joe Flacco. If you're streaming him, or if you have to start him because of injuries, with how many injuries there are, who knows. Against the Bills, he's struggled the last couple weeks, or last week he definitely did. I think he only had like 156 yards passing. He continues that against a good secondary in the Bills. In the last 3 weeks, they've allowed opposing quarterbacks less than 230 yards on average per game. The Colts actually overall have struggled heavily in the passing game, only averaging 208 themselves. So I don't like Flacco in this one. Those are the start sits for the quarterback position. Next, running back. I already said it during the matchup review. James Cook is going to go off against the Colts. I love James Cook in this one. I said it last week. I thought James is going to be a James Cook week, but I was wrong. This week is different. Colts have struggled heavily against the run this year. The first 2 weeks, they allowed the leading rusher. They've allowed multiple other 100-yard rushers this year. So far, Cook gets 100 yards, and he gets passing volume out of the backfield this week. It's a James Cook week. Next, fresh off the newly signed contract, Chuba Hubbard against the Giants. He gets it done. The Giants this week, I know a lot of people say they're worried about Jonathan Brooks getting activated this week as well and getting a lot of touches. But we've seen this time and time again. Players come back from an ACL injury. They get eased back into the game action. That's why we have preseason to kind of, oh, you had all summer off. Guess what? Let's get you ramped up. That's what they're going to do again. This team has nowhere to go but down, truthfully. I mean, they're going to stay the same. They're not going to win, I don't think, against the Giants. But also, he gets eased into it, gets probably 10 to 20% total snap share, I think, for Brooks. But Chuba Hubbard has been a dominant force the last, I mean, the whole year, really. He's produced double-digit fantasy numbers besides two times. Since week three, he has had four top four running back finishes out of 7 weeks. It's amazing. He's been dominating. I think he goes for 100 again against this Giants team, because also Bryce Young is going to probably pass a little bit out of the backfield because he's not going to have any weapons to throw to this week. Sneaky start, same game, Tyrone Tracy, start him up. He's been great the last few weeks as a rusher and pass catcher. Panthers just gave up 155 yards on the ground to Kamara and, what, seven catches for like 70 yards on the through the air. And Tracy was a college wide receiver for Purdue before his senior season switching to running back. Panthers are weak versus a run, and I see Tracy scoring at least once this week. He's a start for me, a sneaky one at that. My running back sits of the week, I think I had last week, Javonte Williams. This week he's facing the Chiefs. Williams has been struggling as well, but the Chiefs have been really, really great against a run. I expect that to continue this week. Sean Payton also came out and said he wants to get Audric Estime some more shares too. So that just takes more volume away from Javonte Williams, and McLaughlin is still in the system as well. So you got a three-headed monster there in Denver, so I don't like Williams at all. Another one is J.K. Dobbins versus the Titans. Titans have held running backs in check. I called last week benching Stevenson, which I thought I did pretty damn good. He only had 16 yards rushing. He did have one touchdown rushing, but also he caught a last-second throw-it-up prayer touchdown. So, I mean, that is one in a thousands happening. I like J.K. Dobbins overall, but I don't like him in this matchup. I think it's a down week, and I would be benching him against the Titans. Start of the week, wide receivers. I mean, this is kind of like an obvious one. I know a lot of people probably have played him all season, but Tyreek Hill versus the Rams. Tua is back. This will be his breakout game since Tua came back. Rams usually give up roughly 100-plus to opponents' top wide receiver. Hell, JSN had 180 yards last week versus them. He'll give you 100 yards and probably at least a touchdown. I'm feeling confident with that. And I might actually drive to a state that actually allows sports gambling and place some bets on some of these guys just to score touchdowns. You never know. Just don't tell the wife. Tank Dell is my next one versus the Lions. It's unknown if Nico Collins is going to be playing or not. But the Lions also have allowed a ton of passing yards. and I think it continues this week. Dell got 126 yards and a touchdown last week, so hopefully he continues this trend and this heater that he's on against the Lions, because the Lions, I think the last 3 weeks or 5 weeks, they gave up 300-yard receivers, something like that. My sneaky start of the week, George Pickens versus the Commanders. I understand he's probably a must or like a starter anyways for your team, but with Wilson at quarterback, he's proven to have a connection with him. He's also getting the deep ball throws compared to when Justin Fields was starting. He's got 14 targets in the last 2 weeks since Wilson started. Almost 200 yards, one touchdown. Last week they had a bye week, so I feel like they built more connection, built upon trust during that bye week. I say he gives you at least 80 yards and a touchdown against the Commanders. Commanders gave up a ton of points against the wide receiver position to begin the year. Let's hope it continues this week. My wide receiver sits of the week. I understand he had amazing week two with the Chiefs, but DeAndre Hopkins versus the Broncos. I know I said I don't like Patrick Mahomes, and I really don't like Patrick Mahomes in this one, but Hopkins will be covered by Patrick Surtain, the best corner in the league. I think this game is going to be a lot lower than what most of us feel like Chiefs put up. Vegas has the point total at 41.5, which is the bottom five for total points for the games this weekend. I don't like Hopkins in this one. Michael Pittman Jr., again, I mean, I guess I just paired him up with my quarterback sits of the week because Joe Flacco's that. Michael Pittman Jr. has been garbage. I don't know well this to say, like, garbage. He's not even recycling because he can't even give you a good week. And he's only gave maybe one all season. He's terrible. The Bills secondary is good. They have been holding opponents, pass catchers, to no more than 60 yards. Besides last week, they did allow Tyreek Hill 80 yards. But Tyreek Hill is a top five wide receiver in this league with a top five quarterback in this league. Joe Flacco is maybe quarterback 20 in this league right now or less. And Michael Pittman is, 30th wide receiver maybe. You know, he's not that great. He's got a lot of upside to him, but it's just not going to happen this week against the Bills. Tight end sits of the week or starts of the week, though. Jake Ferguson versus the Eagles. What do you do when you have your backup quarterback in? You give him nice, easy pass completions. And how do you do that? Give it to the tight end. Jake Ferguson last week had 7 catches, 71 yards. They can't run for crap, so you got to give Jake Ferguson the little check down passes, and I think he gets a bunch of receptions with 60 yards receiving. I'm going to say he's going to get 7 catches, 60 yards against this Eagles team at least. To me, that's a good play compared to other tight ends this week. But Cade Otton is another one against the 49ers. That's got to start. In the last 3 weeks, he's got 31 targets. 31 for a tight end. This ain't, you know, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce, any of the top-notch guys. Actually, Cade Otton's becoming a top-notch guy now with 31 targets. I think Baker continues to have this hot streak. He loves what he's getting out of Otton. And they're producing great numbers together Baker's one of the top four quarterbacks in the league right now for fantasy, and Kate Otten, I think, is top five for tight ends. And also, I think it's going to be kind of negative game script, so why would you not put Kate Otten in? Because they're going to be throwing the ball a hell of a lot. I see him getting plenty of work to give you hell production. And probably my sneakiest start of the week out of all my positions is Foster Monroe against the Falcons. They tend to give up at least 50 yards to the starting tight ends. Chris Olave, he's not playing at all. So Derek Carr is going to have to go to people he feels comfortable with and trusts. I think Monroe is one of those guys. That is one of my sneaky starts. I'm streaming him in a league because Brock Bowers is on a bye week. And I gotta believe in Foster. Let's get it. Sits of the week. Sam Laporta still again against the Texans. Sam Laporta has been one of the biggest disappointments in all of football this year. Also, if you haven't checked out last episode, on Tuesday, I gave you midseason awards and studs and duds. Hint, Sam Laporta is mentioned in this episode. Go check it out and then have yourself a laugh with it because, good Lord, he has been god-awful this year. But also, the Texans haven't even given up more than 41 yards to a single tight end all season. And I don't see that happening again. If Sam Laporta was going to be relevant the last couple weeks would have been it because Jameson Williams was out with suspension. He's back. And I feel like Sam Laporta is going to struggle against this Texans defense. He's a sit for me for sure. Evan Ingram is another sit against the Vikings. The Vikings easily, like I said earlier, one of the most surprising teams in all of football. And a lot has to do with their defensive play. They have been good the last few weeks against the tight end position. Actually, all season, the only real good games that they gave up was against top studs like George Kittle, I think week 3-4. He went for 7 catches, 76 yards and a touchdown, or Tucker Kraft, 6 catches, 53 yards and a touchdown. Besides that, they haven't really gave up much to the tight end position. Also, Trevor Lawrence is trending to not be playing. So you're going to have, who is it? Mac Jones, I think, is the starting quarterback this week. I just don't like the play. Those are the start sits for the tight ends. Actually, that's the start sits for everyone at their position. And that is going to be it for Fantasy End Zone episode. Again, check back on Tuesday. I'll be covering all of Week 10 recap injuries. I'll try to figure out some other different things to talk about. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow on Instagram. Also, make sure you're clicking the notification button on your podcast wherever you get it. It helps the numbers. Tell a friend, family member, anyone, just get the channel out there. As always, email fantasy questions. I have yet to see a single one come through at fantasyendzonepodcasts@gmail.com. Good luck this week in your fantasy matchups, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Peace.